Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by my co-founder and co-host, Craig. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Back into the swing of the podcasting again.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Finally groove again.
That's right. Yeah. I was saying to Craig, I'm like, what should we talk about today? Like, what's a common question that we get in our new group coaching program? Because as you would know, we've been shamelessly plugging our new group coaching program in that, which has been the bane of Craig's existence for the last, I'm just like, God damn it, would these developers fix these last little things? Because it's driving me crazy. It's driving Craig crazy, which is driving me crazy.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah. I get angry and I'm like, please. Fucking shit. They're like, oh, what's wrong now?
In our new app, there's a huge program library, isn't there? Like there's probably over 100
training program, sorry, library.
So basically you can go into the library and there's a tag system and they're grouped by 2, 3, 4, 5. I think this has been 6-day programs and there's specialization programs. And different things. So there's home ones for the home if you want to train at home, which is awesome. And so you go in there and you can load your program, but then each exercise you can actually switch out. So if you don't have a specific piece of equipment, you can change it out yourself for another piece of equipment. And each exercise has an instructional video by Craig. And they're awesome, actually, the videos. They're really in-depth, but at the start, he just does 3 reps of every exercise. So if you can't be fucked to watch the whole, some of them are like 10 minutes.
Some of the squat movements and some of the more technical movements, obviously, I'll just go into a bit more detail.
More detail, but, which is great. But if you can't be fucked, you just want to watch the first 3 reps, you can see. If you just need a refresher.
This is how you do it.
This is how we do it. Love that song.
Montel Jordan, it's a classic.
And then it's got the brilliant rep calculator in there, which is amazing. I don't know if you want to quickly talk about this, the rep calculator and how it works. I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah. The rep calculator is essentially because the logic of the training system is based off a percentage of 1 rep max. So, 100% would be your 1 rep max. 85% would be around your 5 rep max. 75% would be around your 12 rep max. So basically, if you could bench press 100 kilos for 1, 75% of that would be obviously 75 kilos. And in order to match your 1 rep max, you would need to do 75 kilos for exactly 12 reps. If you were to do 13 reps, that would push your PB up to 101. And that's obviously how we scale the progressions from week to week. As you beat your PBs, or if you beat your PB by quite a number of reps, it will increase your PB, and then all of your numbers adjust the following week to be based on that. But the rep calculator allows the user to, say for example, maybe you're having a bit of an off day, and it's saying, okay, we want you to lift this heavy weight for, six reps, and you're like, oh look, I just
don't have it in me today.
I don't have it in me today. I'd rather do a lighter weight. So you pull the weight back, and every increment that you pull the weight back, the reps in the calculator will continue to adjust to basically tell you, it's like, well, if you want to drop the weight back 10 kilos, you got to do a lot more reps. You got to do like 17 reps or whatever it works out to be in order to still make the progression. So it kind of allows for a lot of versatility like that. Certain exercises for certain people are going to work better in certain rep range. Like in terms of like chest pressing movements, I'm just pretty useless anything over 7. Like if I want to make progress, I've got to go heavier weights, lower reps. Whereas like back movements, for example, I need to do things, generally around 8 to 10 reps. So I, I've been doing it for a while. I have a really good understanding of which exercises are going to generally work better, like barbell bent over rows are generally going to work better in a slightly higher rep range than the super, super low rep range. And overhead pressing is generally kind of in between, leg pressing movements. I can do a bit high range. So I just, you know, I have the structure, and actually all the programs have a specific structure that you follow, but you do have that that flexibility there to allow you to make the adjustments on the fly and still know that you're making progression. Because that's the biggest feature. People are like, oh, it's too heavy, I want to pull my weight back. And it's just like, okay, well, if you pull your weight back, how many reps do you need to do with that weight to still make progression based on what you've been doing? Nobody's going to know the answer to that. They're like, oh, I'll just do as many as I can. But I'm like, when you've actually got a number, specific number that's staring you in the face based off what you've done before, it changes your whole psychology around, all right, I need to get serious now. I need to dig in. This is the minimum amount of reps that I need to do to beat my progression from the week before. So yeah, it keeps you really accountable, which is ultimately the whole point in the system. Because nobody wants to go through where they're doing workouts for months and months and months on that and end and can't actually
see actually make progress on it. Yeah. And it's great too, because like, for example, today I had the Smith overhead press and last week I did 45 for 9. So I added 2.5 kilos, so 47.5. And I looked in the rep calculator to beat my calculated 1 RM. I had to do 7 reps with an extra 2.5. I didn't actually get it today because I was just a bit tired today, but I got 5. So I was like, all right, sweet. Well,
you actually misloaded your first set.
Well, that is fucking true. I put 52.5 on. I was like, I did one. Yeah. I was like, fuck, this is so heavy. Craig's like, idiot. You put anyway, but I think because I sort of gassed myself. We've and then I there. Took some off and still had overload, like put too much on. He's like, you need to put the 1.25s on and the 2.5. So I was like, oh, I just wasn't thinking. But so I only got 5, but I think next week I'll get 7. But it's good to know the exact reps, just to, even if you beat your calculated 1 RM by 1.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's awesome. It's such a fun way to train too. And it just keeps you honest. And anyway, so a lot of questions, or the one question that we get a lot, I should say, is what training program should I do? What training program should I do, Craig? What training program? How do I decide on what training program I should do? How do you give people what are you working like? I mean, look, this is how I'd do it if it was me. I'd first of all, I don't have the knowledge you have around training, but in my mind, I think.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
How many?
You absolutely do. I definitely do not.
But to me, I'd practically think, all right, how many days do I want to train? How many days can I commit to?
Yep.
Like realistically. And then how long have I got to train?
Yep.
That's where I'd start first of all.
See, you do know. They're exactly the first two questions I would ask.
How good am I?
Well, but I mean,
don't need you anymore, Craig.
Go home. It's that's really it is. You know, like I've had clients in the past where they're like, I've been doing this 5-day-a-week program, and you know, some days I can only get there 4. You know, a couple of times I've only done it 3 days. I try and get there 5, and I'm like, well, if it's a 5-day program and it's set up to be done 5 days, you know, in the week or whatever, and you're only doing it 4 times or 3 times, like it's pretty useless then, because you're doing a 5-split workout, and depending on the type of the workout, the frequency per body part might be a lot less. And depending on the individual, that might be a really inefficient way for them to train. So, you know, that's the first question I ask. And I'm like, well, how many, not what you want to do, how many days can you do consistently? If they're like, well, my schedule, kids and work and different things, like I know I can absolutely do 3 days, but I might be able to do a 4th. I'm like, we're doing 3 days. Don't even worry about it. If you know already that there may be situations where you can only do 3 days a week, just do the 3-day-a-week program. So that's the first one. Second is, how much time have you got available to train? Right. Well, what's happening with this emoji thing? Did you just see that?
The balloons, yeah.
It's Zoom now. I'm doing something with my hand and all
and
these
the balloons.
Balloons
are all, yeah.
Wow, it's magic. Fuck, the balloons, I lost my train.
What was number I two?
Oh, I bet. First of all. Yeah. the amount of time you can train. So again, if you're doing a work, like a training program that has quite a bit of volume in it, and you just simply can't get through it because you run out of time, again, you know, it probably needs to be structured in a way to make sure that you're maximizing the time that you do have to train. So, you know, if you're doing a whole bunch of fluff exercises in there and missing out on some compound movements, for example, then a bit of a restructure might be appropriate. So, you know, in that case, it's like, okay, I've only got, say, 45 minutes to train. Okay, so you're going to do a 3-day-a-week and you're going to do a tier 1. So, like, are quite a few of the programs that I've got set up, or certainly I've got a specific category series set up in the program store that it's a 12-month program. And basically each program goes for 12 weeks, but it's set up in three phases. So you've got phase one that goes for 4 weeks, phase two goes for 4 weeks, phase three for 4 weeks. It's the same program. And generally I tell people to stick with the same exercise if they can. It's just the structure of the rep ranges and how they sort of do things will vary a little bit to continue progression. But the tiers, the volume tiers are essentially like how much volume you're going to do in that particular workout. So the tier ones are like the lowest volume. It might be, five or six working sets per body part per week, something like that. The tier two might be up around 8 or 9 working sets per body part per week. And then the tier three, not all of the programs have tier three. The tier three might be up around sort of maybe 10 to 12 sets, maybe. But again, it does depend on the structure. Like with full body, I've got it that way. But with the upper lower splits, I generally only have 1 or 2 tier volumes. So what this allows the client to do is to just go, okay, look, let's just start conservative. 3 days a week, you can do like up to around 45 minutes or something like that. Start with the tier one, do it for 4 weeks, see what your progress is like in your lifts and see what your recovery capabilities is like, at the end of each week, but certainly, by the end of that first 4 weeks. And then when you move on to the next phase, which is another 4 weeks, you can then sort of choose, because it's still the same structure, you can then sort of choose like, oh, I was actually recovering pretty well from the phase one, tier one version. Maybe I'll go to phase two, tier two now. So it'll be a little bit more volume, still the same structure, still the same order of exercises, but it just gives you a little bit more to play with. And then you might get to the end of that and go, oh, actually that was starting to get pretty hard. Like maybe I'll dial it back tier one, or maybe then you go into to tier two, or maybe you even try tier three. But the thing is, the structure, the exercise selection, the order of them all stays the same. So it's still allowing for progression, but it's just allowing that particular individual to understand their own capability and recovery capabilities, and ultimately continue to see that progress. Because one thing, it's like being able to progressively overload and hit your PBs and see the weights going up over time, that's really good. But you're always going to hit a wall at some point, either from the exercises themselves you've exhausted and you need a new variation. You may need a whole new structure change to kind of create a bit of a novel stimulus, or you're just getting to the point where your weights for that particular structure are getting quite heavy. The frequency of how you're doing your body parts is a little bit too close, for example. And then all of a sudden you're not going to make any progress anymore because you're just not being able to recover by the time that next section rolls around. And that's generally what we see with the first program with the full body. People tend to hit the wall with that. Then we move to a lower upper full body. So it's a little bit less frequent, but a little bit more high volume per body part. Then we move into the push-pull series. So you're doing all your pushing movements. So chest, shoulders, triceps, quads. And then the other day it's back, hamstrings, glutes, et cetera. And you do that twice each per week. So 4 split. And then after that, you move into a lower upper twice per week, full split. Where you're doing chest and back, shoulders, arms on one day, and then all lower body on the next day. So the whole progression system is kind of set up for the person to really find themselves, which ultimately tier volume with the structure and exercise is going to work for them. But I mean, they're coming back to your original point. It's like, how many days can you actually consistently do? How much time have you got available in the gym? And then after that, it's more about the equipment availability. So, if you're somebody who's training at home, you go like, oh, I've got a squat rack and a barbell and some dumbbells and incline bench. Well, obviously you're going to be limited to a certain amount of exercises, squats, deadlifts, bench presses, shoulder presses, dumbbell curls, lateral raises. You'll be able to do most of the movement patterns. Obviously, if you're somebody who goes to the gym, you've got a full array of, different machines and free weights, et cetera, then you can ultimately choose what exercises you prefer to do. You can make those adjustments to the template that you use and go that. So it's very much set it up for what you can do consistently, set it up for what you know you can recover from and train hard and recover from, and then choose exercises you know that you can connect well with. Like for me, I hate barbell bench pressing. I'm just not a good barbell bench presser. I've never enjoyed doing that movement, so I never put it in. Dumbbell presses are fine, or I'll do Smith machine presses, or I'll just do a chest press machine. all of those are perfectly good options. So I think from that point, you know, they're the questions that you've got to ask. And then from there, it's generally going to be able to work out what kind of program you want to do. And then after that, you can ultimately think about just the structure. You know, some people really don't like training full body. I've got some clients who only ever want to train full body. You know, they've got.
So if you're listening to this podcast, like the old me, you've probably cycled through a lot of diets trying to reach a number of the scales. Do you just feel like no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to build muscle, lose that stubborn body fat, or manage your perimenopausal or menopausal symptoms? This is where the 7-day live challenge comes in. For just a one-off payment of $49, you'll work directly with Craig and me for 7 days to learn the exact strategies you need to see real lasting changes. And it's not just about the challenge. You'll actually get lifetime access to the course materials and bonuses so you can revisit them whenever you need to and stay on track. So here's what you get when you join. Live coaching calls every day with Craig and I, where we break down your training, nutrition, and mindset, ensuring you know exactly what you need to do to reach your goals. These calls are recorded and saved to the course material, which you keep for life. We're going to set you customized starting macronutrient and calorie targets based on your goals. You'll learn how to train for your body, focusing on building muscle and managing fat loss, with workouts designed for busy women over 40. We've also got information on activity levels and also the right types of cardio you should be doing. We're going to teach you about meal planning. We're going to teach you how to find what works for your body, as well as how to improve your metabolism so that you can nourish your body without feeling deprived. You're also going to discover how to balance your hormones naturally, improve your energy, your sleep, your mood, and your digestion. Plus, you'll get access to an exclusive members-only community where you'll connect with other women who are on the same journey as you, women who've been through the ups and downs of fad diets and failed attempts. You get 30 days access to our new strength tracker app so you can track your progress, workouts, and nutrition. And you get access to hundreds of workouts that are fully customizable to the equipment you have available. They also come with full video tutorials. And if you do want to train at home, we have dumbbell-only programs. You get meal plans, food lists, and recipe books. This isn't just another fad diet or workout plan. This is a chance to learn from experts who've helped countless women just like you. And the best part is it's all for a one-off payment of just $49 AUD, and you get lifetime access to the course materials and the incredible bonuses. So no ongoing fees, just results. So now I'm going to take you through the incredible bonuses we're throwing in. You'll get access to our 30-day pro-metabolic diet challenge. You'll get access to our 90-day transformation program, which includes a body composition and macro calculator to work out your starting macros and body composition and makes adjustments as your body changes. You'll get a 90-day customizable workout program. You can choose exercises based on the equipment you have, plus suggested weight progressions and video tutorials for each exercise. You'll also get an accountability and progress tracker to keep you on track and ensure you see real results. You'll get our incredible pro-metabolic family recipe book with over 50 family-friendly, delicious, simple recipes. You'll get my food freedom course with my coach, Greta Zirkoff, which will help you overcome emotional eating and binge eating. You'll get my how to get rid of cellulite guide, my 4-day glute-focused training program with video exercise library, and my incredible progesterone masterclass with Kitty Martone. Now, the total value of the course plus the bonuses is $3,237, and you get it all for a one-off payment of just $49. So if you're ready to break free from the cycle, lose body fat, build muscle, and just look and feel your best, this is your chance. I'll pop the link to join the challenge in the show notes, and let's get back to the podcast.
Data there that shows that they make really good progress. And when they go to something like an upper-lower split or a push-pull leg split, it's a little bit too infrequent for them and they don't make as much progress. But then I've had clients who do the complete opposite. So, you know, you're only going to know that by going through different training programs, but ultimately you're going to make the most progress on the one that you can stick to, right? And the one that you can do and the one that's going to allow you to recover from the hard training.
And would you say also too, there's like a minimum amount of volume that you would want to do? Like explain that. And then some people do better on more, some do better on less.
Yeah, that's a very nuanced I've seen people make tremendous amount of progress doing 5 working sets per body part per week. So like 5 sets of back, 5 sets of chest, 5 sets of quads, 5 sets of hamstrings, you know, which is quite low volume. And then I've seen people progress better with doing around 7 or 8 sets per body part per week, which is starting to get a bit higher. And then I've seen some people who progress with like 10 or a bit more sets per week. And I'm always someone, I'm like always train as close to failure as possible, you know, like push each set as hard as you can. That way your progress, providing that your execution, range of motion, tempo, like all of your reps are identical set after set, week after week, then if you're pushing as close to failure as possible, you're then going to understand how your progress is going and ultimately what sort of volume loads you can handle. And it's just one of those things for someone, like I said, that if someone comes to me and I've been, you know, they've been training before, I'm like, okay, tell me what you've been doing for the last couple of years. Tell me about your training structure. Do you have a copy of the workout that you can send to me so I can have a bit of a look? You know, have you been logbooking? You know, like, are you used to recording your weights and your reps? A lot of people don't do that. And, you know, I really try to get an understanding from the person. I'm like, well, what you've been doing, do you actually enjoy it? Because if they've been doing a particular structure and they really enjoy it and they're like, look, I really like, you know, like females are like, I love doing, nobody loves doing Bulgarians, but I love doing glute focus work and I love doing hip thrusts and I love doing, I'm like, cool. All right. Well, let's continue to work with that. If they're then asking me, well, can you critique my or assess my physique and see what I need more. Sometimes it might be, well, let's just pull that back a little bit because you're, you know, you've got no quads and you've got no shoulders or back, you know, your glutes are quite well developed, but we could probably maintain them and, you know, work on a few other things. So again, it's a little bit more nuanced, but, ultimately I try and meet them where they're at and I will then just look at the program and go, okay, the structure's fine. This is what it's missing in terms of like intensity of effort, maybe the amount of sets, et cetera. And I go, let's just do this for 2 weeks, right? I want you to train it hard. I want you to be on point with your food, whatever, do your check-ins. And then from there, we're going to know pretty quickly. I'll be able to see the data and just kind of go, okay, yep, you're hitting, you're making good progress with your lifts. You know, if I'm training someone one-on-one, I want to see their training videos to see how they're actually performing the movements and making sure, you know, the weight that is actually being entered into the tracker matches their true capability at full range of motion. Sometimes I see leg press numbers at around
400. I think someone's like, can you increase the pounds?
And I'm
400 kilos. Like, I think it was 400 kilos. I'm like, there's no way that you're leg pressing 400 kilos properly to depth. I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's obviously what put the training tutorials right above it. Yeah. So it's just like, this is how it should look.
Yeah.
So it's important to that, you know, and look, again, there was, you know, I when I first started, you know, I didn't understand range of motion or you know, how to get the most out of your quads and whatever. That's why, you know, my legs didn't grow for a long time. And it wasn't until I kind of really started to understand that. So, you know, everything's a learning point, but really at the end of the day, I need to look at these numbers and kind of go, okay, are the numbers that you're showing me now matching the physique that I'm looking at? And if they aren't, if I'm like, you're lifting some really big weights, but you don't really have the development to really demonstrate that you can do those. So it's like, I need to see videos of you doing these so I can then, you know, potentially pull it apart and or remove certain exercises and put something else in its place that might be a bit more appropriate. So, you know, that assessment is, you gather as much information as you can and then you set the plan and you just go, okay, this is the plan. It might change dramatically in every way in 2 weeks' time, or it might be really much on the money and we just need to give it more time to work. Or you might just do it and go, I fucking hate this. I don't want to do it. It's too hard or it's too much, whatever. And, you know, I'm like, well, what do you mean by hard? Is it just you're doing exercises that you don't like doing? Or is it just creating a novel stimulus that you just saw and you haven't done this for a while and you're not used to hard training? You know, obviously that's another conversation, but it's just, it really truly is about just asking just enough of those really basic questions, setting the plan and testing it for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, you're going to absolutely know, you know, if we're heading in the right direction. If you are, well, there's the answer to the question. If you're not, well, there's the answer to the question and you make some adjustments. So I know that's a kind of long-winded answer, but I really feel for a lot of people that question of, well, what program should I do? And I'm like, well, here are some good questions to ask yourself. you know? And then after that, you know, if after a few of those you've asked it, I'm like, well, looking in your program store, that's probably, you know, one of eight programs. I'm like, cool. Well, at that point, just fucking pick one. It's not going to make any difference. Like they're all structured in a way where you'll make progress regardless. You know, the only difference to the original template that you choose, it might be that you just need to make a few different exercise changes, but that'll be, you know, up to you once you actually load the program. But the reality is they'll all work. So I'm like, just pick one, train it hard, and then
look at what you enjoy too. You know, you're going to enjoy 100%. Some things more than others. You want to enjoy your training as well.
Yeah, look, I have like with full body programs, I have a real love-hate relationship with those. I like at the end of, was it last year or early last year, like at the end of my muscle gaining phase, I'd sort of gone from doing a variation of upper lower and then I was sort of doing a push pull, whatever. And I was just hitting this roadblock with my lifts and I just couldn't progress them anymore. They were just hitting the wall and I was already eating like, I think it was up to like 4,200 calories at this point and whatever. And I just felt like I was stuffing the food in and I was just like things had been stagnant for a little while. I just really wasn't progressing. And then I was like, okay, how about the only thing that I haven't done is increase the frequency per body part. So I was doing, you know, sort of like an upper lower or push pull leg. So it was a little bit, obviously with a full body, you're then training a body part, you know, it goes day on, day off. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're training chest. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're training back. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're training quads. So I was like, okay, I'll design a full body program and kind of do that. And then that change in that novel stimulus kind of saw things sort of push up a little bit. And I was like, okay, cool. This is cool. But then I hit the wall really, really quickly with that. And it was just really interesting. I went into the gym one day and I remember I was using the hammer strength incline chest press. And I was just doing the warm-ups and I got up to like 40 kilos on the warm-up and it was just, I just didn't have it. Like I could just feel my body was just tired and, you know, there was going to be minimal motor unit recruitment happening here. Like just trying to push and just, there was just nothing firing. So I was like, okay, cool. All right. I'll work up to a weight and I'll just sort of see. I did half a rep, but just went, fuck this. And I just went and walked on the treadmill for 20 minutes and then went home. And then I was just like, okay, let's just do something really crazy here. I'm not going to go back into the gym and do this program until I'm fully recovered. So I waited 2 days, went in, did the program, smashed all the PBs. I was like, okay, that's interesting. Day, rest day. And then the next day I was due to training, went in, sort of felt the same, went to lift, just felt like shit. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's try this again. Let's take another couple of days off. Went in that next session. Things went up again. I'm like, oh, okay. That's very interesting. Okay, cool.
This,
all right. So
resting recovery shit works.
I know. It's quite ridiculous. So what it ended up being is I would train every 3 days. So I was going Monday, Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. Like it was just 3 days rest between each session.
3 days and 2 days and 3 days and 2 days.
No. It was just straight 3 days.
I mean 3 days 1 week and then the next week.
Well, it wasn't even a week at that point. Yeah. It was sort of more like an 8 day week or whatever, however it worked out. It would just continue to roll over. But I was just like, I'm just going to rest 3 days. And then I ended up being able to lift the hammer strength unilateral incline. Like I had 70 kilos per side and I was doing like a set of six reps, which was like 10 kilos more than I'd ever done before. But after like about 5 weeks of just doing this, you know, I was doing 210 on the V squat, you know, I was pulling 205 on the stiff leg. Like I was just lifting massive weights. And the only thing I changed was the frequency. So I was training full body, but I was having massive rest days in between it. So even though I brought the frequency down because I was training the body part every session, I was then extending it out 3 days in between the sessions. So really thinking about now, it really wasn't more frequency. It was just training. Anyway, the point is that I was just asking myself those questions and I'm like, okay, am I really just stuck here now? Or like what can I massively change? And when I think about variables in terms of training, you've got intensity, volume, and frequency. You've only got those three variables to work with. And I'm like, well, the intensity is always high because I'm always trying to push as close to failure as possible. The volume, I know I've generally got a volume limit because I don't have a huge capacity to handle lots of volume. It's a very kind of low to moderate approach. So it was just increase the frequency a little bit more. So that worked extremely well, but it was hard. Like it was time, I needed 3 days in between to recover. But I just, every time I'd go into the gym, the list would just continue to go up to continue to go up. And I was just like, man, this is just going out. It's getting pretty outrageous. And I was actually quite curious to see how it would continue to work. But then I moved into my cut and I sort of slightly changed the structure a little bit. But so that's what I mean. I think for anyone, you've just got to ask your questions of like, am I making progress? Yes or no? If the answer is no, okay, cool. There's only a few things I can look at. Obviously, nutrition is key. Obviously, you getting enough sleep at night is key. And then, you know, am I doing too much volume? Maybe you're just lifting too much. Maybe the structure with the volume that you're doing in the particular exercise selection is, you know, causing a bit of an issue. But the thing is like you can ask all these questions, but really the reality is try and just make one change. Maybe it's just you look at the PBs and just go, okay, these few exercises are stuck, but all everything else is still progressing. Okay, maybe you just swap out those exercises. You don't change anything else. You keep nutrition the same. You keep your training structure the same, your days, all that stuff, and you just swap out a few exercises. Maybe that can be enough to then start moving the needle. So I know this has kind of turned into a bit of a longer answer than you originally asked, but it is quite a nuanced your subject. And I think if any individual who's serious about training, you have to be constantly just doing a self audit. You know, if your goal is to really make as much progress, okay, cool. Any new program you start, you're going to make progress on for a while. But then it's going to hit the wall. And then that's where you've got to step back and ask those questions. I'm like, has this training program actually really finished? Like, have I gotten as much out of it as I can? Or do I need, oh no, I haven't been sleeping that well. I've been staying up a little bit late. Oh, I've been a little bit up and down with my nutrition. You know, I had a weekend where I had a few drinks. Now, like all of these things are going to have an impact on your ability to, you know, once you get to that point that progress stalls, you know, other things that you just probably need to change. And sometimes it can be as simple as I just need to get a little bit more sleep at night.
Yeah.
So you don't need to change a lot. So that's my answer. Hope that helps. Great. Hope that hasn't confused people even more now.
No, that's great. And everyone, as always, take a screen share and post it Instagram stories and tag me at Kitty KittyBlomfield with your biggest takeaways. And each month I pick a winner and they get a tub of Saturay Premium Collagen absolutely free. We'll pop a link below with some more details on the group coaching program with App. And we will be back next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KittyBlomfield. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.